Welcome to Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jorge Fabregas. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Danny Darwin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Danny Darwin. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Womack. Batting second. The center fielder, Jermaine Allensworth. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Martin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Kevin Young. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jose Guillen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luke Collier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Lieber. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, John Lieber. And now, play ball. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Durham hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Guillen bunts towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Durham tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Womack hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Womack reaches second base with a double. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Darwin spins and fires to second, with Guillen covering, and Womack is picked off. 1 out. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Allensworth strikes out. 2 outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fabregas strikes out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Snopek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Young hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Pirates, 1. Dale Sveum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sveum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. 1 out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. Kendall moves to third. 2 outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Collier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Darwin strikes out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Durham steals second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-0 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards first. Young catches it and throws to second to double up Durham. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lieber hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Womack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Womack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham misplays the ball. That's an error on Durham. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Allensworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Allensworth strikes out. 2 outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Martinez. Martin reaches second base with a double. Womack moves to third. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-1 in the game. Fabregas hits a ball on the ground towards second. Womack scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sveum is 0-for-1 in the game. Sveum hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. Sveum moves to second. one out. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Collier is 0 for 1 in the game. Collier hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Svium scores. It's 2-1, Pirates. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lieber is 0 for 1 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snopek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Alan Swarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Cameron moves to second. Danny Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Darwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Darwin strikes out. There goes Cameron. Here's the throw, and he's safe. There goes Martinez. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Womack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Womack hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Allensworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Allensworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek juggles the ball. That's an error on Snopek. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guillen is 0 for 1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Pirates 2, and the White Sox 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dale Svium is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Svium is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Svium hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jason Kendall batting right. Is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kendall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kendall moves to second. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Collier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darwin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Kendall moves to third. 2 outs. John Lieber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lieber is 0 for 2 in the game. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lieber for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fabregas is 0 for 2 in the game. Fabregas hits a fly ball into center field. Alan Swarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Martin. Snopek reaches second base with a double. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Alan Swarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Tony Womack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Womack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Womack hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jermaine Allensworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allensworth is 0 for 3 in the game. Allensworth hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mario Valdez pinch hits for Danny Darwin. Mario Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Young scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. 2 outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Alan Swarth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sime is now pitching. Kevin Young is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Young is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Young strikes out. 1 out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas juggles the ball. That's an error on Thomas. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kendall is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kendall is hit by the pitch. Sviam moves to second. Jose Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Collier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Collier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Fabregas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fabregas is 0-for-3 in the game. Fabregas hits a line drive into right field. Guillen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Three Rivers Stadium in Pittsburgh.